U.S. greater than Hong Kong faces third wave of COVID-19 with at least 20 new cases. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz Hong Kong faces third wave of COVID-19 with at least 20 new cases news. Hong Kong faces third wave of COVID-19 with at least 20 new cases. Malaysian poverty benchmark revised after 15 years, now at RM 2,208. 16-year-old boy allegedly tricks machines into buying insufficient PS4 packages and gives fake controllers. Ex-sportsman saves woman's child after she flings him from third floor of burning building. Irresponsible Malaysians are throwing trash everywhere in this KL apartment. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. 17-year-old in Kelantan remanded for molesting his nieces. 24-year-old who worked as garbage collector to pay for studies is now a Harvard law student. Meet the woman who quit her corporate job before MCO to start an online jewelry shop. Meet the young Malaysian florist who crafts stories using flowers. Meet Rashida, the talented Malaysian who reports news in Mandarin. People Features Lifestyle, Sunway Pyramid Ice is reopening on the 11th of July 2020. Roti Canai Alar, the new food sensation in Kelantan. Enchanting spots for an exciting escapade, here's why Malaysians need to visit Sabah for a memorable getaway. Coriander bubble tea actually exists and people don't know how to feel about it. Restaurant in India serves mask parotas to spread awareness. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after four-year-old son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. With at least 20 new cases of confirmed COVID-19 cases, Hong Kong is currently facing the third wave of the coronavirus. Though it is still unclear whether or not the 20 cases involved local transmissions, authorities in Hong Kong will not rule out a further tightening of social distancing measures. Currently, the country has a total of 1,403 cases with 7 deaths and the latest numbers posted today was a continuation of 38 cases which took place the day before. As part of their efforts to curb the third wave, the Hong Kong government is working on testing target groups, including the latest cluster involving the staff at an elderly care home, taxi drivers and workers in the catering industry. According to the Secretary for Food and Health Professor Sophia Chan Su Chi, the spike in cases was worrying but gave the assurance that the city could handle it. This is very worrying but then I think we have experience in handling it, be it contact tracing, testing, quarantining and also isolation. Before this outbreak, I've always emphasized that we have entered into a new normal and society will have to understand that the virus is always with us. And also looking at the experience of other countries, when they go back to normal, their epidemic situation and number of cases have increased, so this is kind of expected. Adding that the spike despite the new norm was expected, tighter social distancing rules are in place, which includes capping maximum capacity of restaurants, screening of air travelers from high-risk countries such as Pakistan and India and suspension of schools. Let's hope that other nations including Malaysia do not have to face the brunt of a second or third wave once a new norm is put in place. Also read, the Tablai cluster, how the biggest COVID-19 cluster in Malaysia started and ended in 4 months. Source, SCMP. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.